శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీ గౌరవ హరే కృష్ణ హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ హరే రామ 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 కృష్ణ. సో ఫస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ ఐ బెగ్ ది మర్సీ ఆఫ్ కృష్ణ సచినంద స్వామి మహారాజ్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు స్పీక్ సంథింగ్ అబౌట్ హిమ్ బికాస్ I don't know him so much. I just came in contact with him one time in this temple where he was visiting this temple with other devotees. Srishtikarta Prabhu was there, okay?
Yeah.
This was, I think, 3 years before, 3 or 4 years before he came here. And when he arrived here, Narvananda Prabhu was with him. So I didn't know about him so much. I asked Narvananda Prabhu, how we should receive him. By that time already we had arranged all these ingredients for washing his feet. Then Madhavananda Prabhu said, in Bhubaneswar and other places he did not allow anyone to wash his feet. He is very humble, so he doesn't want anyone to wash his feet. Then I said, how is it possible? He is Guru. So one Guru or Acharya is coming to our temple, then he should wash his feet. Then Madhavananda said, you clap, but I know he will not allow. Then I said, okay, I'll try one time. Let me see. So I went to Maharaj and Maharaj was sitting there, just in front of Bodhita. In that place, he was sitting there. Then I humbly prayed to him, to shall allow us to wash feet. Then he said, no, I don't need this thing. I said, already everything is arranged, Maharaj. Everybody is waiting for me. Then he said, no. So I saw his feet were full of mud. Muddy. Because he did walk in Chuti. Chandrapada, Chuti Mangalapur, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's place. And so many places he travelled, and most of the places he travelled by bare feet. So much mud was there. So our Hare Krishna Prabhu was that time here pujari. So what he did, immediately brought one plate and one pot of water. And first he cleans his feet very nicely. Then after that, we started washing his feet by milk, yogurt, tea, honey, all these ingredients. And it was a very nice experience that time. I felt very nice. It was one of the the way he was sitting and smiling and glancing on us, it was very, very merciful. Then, I had some type of inclination towards him, though I had not seen him earlier. Because I went through his writing in the book published in Bhubaneswar on the eve of our Gurudev's 25 years sannyas leela. They were observing in Bhubaneswar and they brought one book In that book, Sachinandan Maharaj, he had glorified Gurudev. So among many sannyasis writing, I found his writing was very nice. And it touched my heart. The way he has written glorified Gurudev, it touched my heart. So since then I was thinking that who is Sachinandan Maharaj? Because I have already heard from Gopal Krupa, Prabhu and Mataji, Karunamayi. Karunamayi was not there at that time. At that time only Gopal Krupa is there. So Gopal Krupa, he spoke about Sachinandan Maharaj. I knew something about Sachinandan Maharaj, he is very humble Maharaj. Then when he came here in Gopalji temple, so next day, he stayed here. I think he stayed here 2 nights, eh? The next day he left. 1 night he arrived, he stayed. Next day evening, also he stayed night time. Therefore he did not appreciate the melody, the tuning of our Namadarashtakam. You remember? So, next day morning, after doing Harinam Kirtan Jagulai, then he left, I think so. I remember that. Anyway, he said to me, Chaitanya Chandra, I want to discuss with you, I want to talk with you. I did not expect that he will ask me to talk with him, and that also privately or personally, some, not with others. So I was thinking, what Maharaj wanted to speak to me? I don't know. But why Maharaj saying that lonely I want to speak to you something? Then Sistikarta Prabhu was there, evening time. Everybody left, then Sistikarta Prabhu was also, he left, because he was that time taking care personal as personal servant of Maharaj. He was Brahmachari at that time of marriage. So, Maharaj, very humble, he started speaking about Gurudev's autobiography. Krishna Alingita Vigraha, that is the name of that book. He said, Chaitanya Chandra, I want to know something from you about Gaurav Maharaj. Then this discussion was very nice, and I was astonished the way, not hurting to anyone, he was speaking with me so nicely. But I'm not that level, so sometimes I was pointing out somebody quickly, that. But very, very intelligently, he was speaking, but not hurting anyone. That is an art I saw in his head, that art. I think he might be preaching that way in his area. He doesn't want to hurt anyone. That is there, I found. So, my Gurudev always says, Vaishnava simplicity is the Vaishnavism. And I observe, it's very simple one. Very simple. Simplicity means sadhana. Is there simplicity means sadhana. Duplicity means asara. So I saw he is the personification of simplicity. Personification of humbleness. I'm not agreeing with you, I'm just what my observation has said. So then I was impressed by the way he spoke and inquired Satchit, tiny one. But Maharaj is asking some question to me, the way I was feeling very much embarrassing that I am not that yellow. Why Maharaj is asking this type of question to me? And it went on 45 minutes. So this actually caused me very much, Maharaj says. And if Gopal is glorified in Switzerland, that is due to Satyananda Maharaj. Some Gopal Gopal and Purnanda Matali, they are coming and going, Krishna Prabhupada, all the devotees, those are coming from Switzerland, going back, they are speaking about Gopal. Of course they are helping, but I feel Satyananda Maharaj is the great cause for that, because he ordered to take the photograph, next some slide show or something, he did there, I have. He is showing this photograph of the Gopal, the temple, Gopal. So, I cannot speak more about him because I did not come across with him anymore. Only one time I saw him. And according to me, no doubt he is really sadhu. And we must beg his mercy so that we can proceed in our devotional path. Vaishnava kripa taha sarva siddhi. The Vaishnava siddhi and sarva mercy, all perfection will come to us. So in this Vyasa Puja occasion, it's our duty to glorify Gurudev, Guru Maharaj, and we should also discuss about Guru Tattva. So I think we'll have to work until 12 noon for Dhyana Arati. So if you can speak Guru Tattva, I think you will not disturb anyone along the way. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Svataya Chakrimulitam Jena Tasme Sri Gurave. Anything we will do in this material planet, we need a guru. Without guru, nothing can be done. No one can know what to do without guru. Therefore, Tulsidas, Sant Tulsidas, he has said, "Bin guru se paath nahi, bin kauri se haath." If you have no money, you cannot go to marketplace and buy something there. You need money. So similarly, if you don't have guru, you don't have knowledge. To get knowledge, you need guru. Yeah. So, now we are speaking about Vaishnav guru. Why we need a Vaishnav guru? There are so many gurus. In our school, our teacher is guru, college, university, lecturers, professors, they are also guru. In our home, our father, mother, they are also guru. Anyone is teaching any art to us, also they are guru. Somebody is teaching us cooking, also he is our guru. Now Gopal Krupa is becoming guru in Switzerland, giving courses, cooking course. So, So many ways we have gurus. But why we need a particular Vaishnava guru? Because it is said, Vaishnava mukhat gindam punta harikatha yatha. Sarvanayo kartavyam sarpachishta payo yatha. Vaishnava mukhat gindam. Anything coming out from the lips of a Vaishnava who is not Vaishnava, one must not put so much importance to it. Because if a serpent, if a snake touches his mouth to milk or nectar, it will turn to poison. Similarly, those who are not Vaishnava, if we will act according to them, then what will happen to us? What will happen to us? Ame jadi avaishnava guru ra katha suniba tar amar kon hobo. We cannot give up our attachment towards anitya vastu, non-eternal things. Amar anitya vastu ra asakti jibo na rahi jibo. This attachment towards anitya vastu or material objects will never go. It will remain. Rather, it will become very strong. So therefore, we must listen from a Vaishnava guru in order to become free from this attachment. No one can make us free from this attachment of anitya vastu, the material object. So, those who are not listening from Vaishnava Guru and listening from Avaishnava Guru, they are coming to this world time and again, so many births. So many times they are taking birth here in order to enjoy the sense-sensible objects, shabda rupa rasa gandha sparsha, sound, form, taste, smell, touch. And this material world, this Maya Devi, Mahamaya, she is the controller of this material world, and she has made all arrangements of this Rupa Rasa Gandha Sparsha Sambha for us. So that once you come here, it will be very difficult to stop coming here. And the Avaishnava Gurus, they are always pushing us to come here again and again. Therefore, we must not listen from an Avaishnava Guru. So, anyone is not interested to listen from Vaishnava Guru, then his miseries will increase, his sufferings will increase. Life after life, he will suffer. after so many lifetimes suffering, one time they may think that, oh, we are suffering here. This is not good place, we are suffering here. And when they think, they try to find ways how to come out from the suffering. And when they try to come out from the suffering, Krishna Bhagavan sitting here as Antarjami, he becomes very happy. Oh, after a long time, the Jivatma is now thinking how to stop this suffering. He becomes very happy. So he makes all arrangements. How will he become happy? So what he does? To make us happy, what he does? What he does? He sends Samandadatta Guru. He sends one Samandadatta. Samandadatta means who can connect ourselves with Krishna Bhagavan. So now we can ask the question, what is the relationship with Bhagavan? The Samandatta Guru, what relationship he is having with Bhagavan? What type of relationship he is having? So it is clear. Clearly Bhagavan said, Acharya Mahang Vijayane Atnava Mamnet Kari Chitna Marta Buddha Svet Sarva Deva Maya Guru. He is not different from Krishna Bhagavan. And don't see him as an ordinary man. And that Samandadatta Guru is Balaram Tattva, Baladev Tattva. Yesterday we were saying Nityananda Ram Tattva, the same Balaram Tattva, same. What about Balaram Vedanta? সচিষ্ঠিত হইল সেই ব্রজেন্দ্র নন্দন দেই সচিষ্ঠিত হইল সেই বলরাম হইল মিতা ছাড় সেটা পরচক্ত এই লাইনটা দরকার বলরাম নিত্যানন্দ রাম And Bhajanabandar Krishna is Satishuta Gauranga Mahaprabhu. So there is no difference between Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Bhagavan Krishna. Similarly, there is no difference between Balaram and Nityananda. So, what is the duty of Balaram? What is the duty of Baladev? Gopal Kripa. His duty is to manifest Bhagavan Krishna. Krishna aprakashita vastu. Nam prakash sarvatra yoga maya samadhita. Krishna is not manifesting everywhere. But if Balaram will force him, then he will manifest. He will manifest himself. So this is the duty of Balaram to manifest Krishna. So this, in other words, this is the duty of Gurudev to manifest Krishna Bhagavan. Because Gurudev is Krishna Prestha. Gurudev is very dear to Krishna. So if Gurudev will say, Krishna, you should appear here, and accept these fellows. Krishna has to accept. Though we have no qualification to go to Krishna, but Krishna will accept us. Amar yogyata nathila madhya, Krishna amaku grahan karuchanti. Kevala baladevanka kripanu. Kevala guru kripanu. So, Krishna is energetic. All the energies are coming from Krishna. So, he gives this energy to Baladev. And by the mercy strength of Baladev, we will be able to see Krishna. We need mercy strength. Kripa Bala. Bala means strength. Baladeva. He is the Lord of strength. He is the giver of strength. And that strength is, that energy is how to see Krishna. That energy is coming from Baladev or Gurudev. They have got mercy strength. And that Gurudev, getting that energy, strength, they descend here. This is not the place of Gurudev. This is not the place of Gurudev. Krishna Bhagavan's place in Goloka Vrindavan, beyond the material planet. And Krishna Bhakta's place also beyond this material planet. But they come here, they descend here, holding that strength. To benefit this conditioned soul. So therefore, whatever Guru does here, whatever Gurudev is doing in this planet is all are desired by Krishna. He is doing Krishna's mission. Krishna wants us to go back home, back to Godhead. And Gurudev is fulfilling this desire. He is helping the mission of Krishna. So, in this Maya Jagata, material world is Maya Jagata, Maya is there. Maya cannot come to the front of Krishna. Vilajyaman Maya. She becomes shameful when she remains nearby Krishna, but she cannot come to the front of Krishna, always stands back. At the same time, since Gurudev is not ordinary jiva of this material world, so Maya cannot come to also Gurudev. That means Gurudev also free from Maya. So, there are two Shaktis. One Shakti Krishna Shakti, one Shakti Guru Shakti. So Krishna Shakti is coming to the ordinary jiva by Guru Shakti. Guru is having some shakti, strength. And Krishna's energy is coming through Gurudev because Guru is such shakti. So therefore, he is having his guru. Guru means daddy. So these two shaktis, when it reaches a devotee, the devotee becomes very enlightened and living by this both of the shaktis. Krishna, why he is engaging Guru?
Because he cannot be approached directly.
Yes. He cannot come and give you diksha. He cannot come and ask you to serve me. This way, that way. He cannot direct you. So therefore he is engaging his shishya, or sorry, his devotee, dear devotee, to do this. And on behalf of Krishna, the dear devotee of Krishna, they are doing this. Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale. In this Bhutala, this is Bhutala, this is material planet, earthly planet. And they are very dear to Krishna, they are coming here, the material planet. Krishna is giving him shakti to his dear devotee, and they are coming here. And they are showering mercy on the jivas, the fallen souls. So therefore Chaitanya Charitamrita Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Guru Krishna Rupa Shastri Rama Mani Guru Rupe Krishna Kripa Karem Bhakta Gane. So Bhakta, anyone wants to have darshan of Bhagavan Krishna, anyone wants to go to Bhagavan Krishna's lotus feet, speed, Krishna showers mercy on him through his dear devotee, his Gurudev. Guru Rupa Krishna Kripa Karen Bhakta. So, Guru can give Krishna as and when necessary. As and when necessary, he instantly he can give you. Understand instantly?
Immediately.
You need that. That means always he is having some Krishna in pocket. Anyone wants to take one Krishna? How it is happening? Immediately. You need, I will give you this moment. How it is happening? Because Tomar Hridaye Sada Govinda Visra. Govinda is always remaining with you. Govinda is always remaining with Gurudev, a dear Vaishnava, dear devotee. So therefore Bhagavan saying in Bhagavatam, 9th canto, Sadhavo Hudayam Hyam Sadhuram Hudayataham Madalyate Nujavante Nahantebhyo Managapi. Sadhus are just like my heart. I am also the heart of sadhu. They don't know anyone else than me. I also don't know anyone else than sadhu. So Krishna has got nothing to do with us because we are not sadhu. Only sadhu, Krishna knows only sadhus. Krishna doesn't know us. Jivatma, in general, has no ability to come to Krishna. You might have done so many things, so many ways, but you have no ability to come to Krishna. ବୁଝି ହେଉଛି ନା ଓଡ଼ିଆ କହିବା ଦରକାର ନାହିଁ ଆଉ ତ କେହି ନାହାନ୍ତି ସମସ୍ତେ ବୁଝିପାରୁଛ ଟିକେ ଟିକେ କିଛି ଅସୁବିଧା ନାହିଁ ତ ଆମର ତ ଖଣ୍ଡି ହେଇକି ସବୁ ଅସୁବିଧା କ'ଣ ଆଚ୍ଛା ସ When Gurudev develops some desires, one should know that is the desire of Krishna. Even if Gurudev says something, apparently it looks like it contradictory one. It's not. Why Gurudev is saying like this to me? Huh? Why Brahma is saying like this to me? When Narada is saying, give up everything, renounce everything, and Brahma is saying, hey, come back, become Grihastha, rule this kingdom. Why this happening? No. If any guru is saying something, we must know that that is the desire of Krishna. That is not his desire. Because there is no difference between guru and Krishna. So whatever Guru is desiring, that is the Krishna's desire. Huh? So, whatever Gurudev is doing, only to manifest Krishna before us. That is only his effort, only his endeavor. How Krishna will be manifested? How I can give Krishna to them? Therefore, whatever activities we see Gurudev is doing to manifest only Krishna, nothing else. No other motive is there. Gurudev is making a temple. How to manifest Krishna? So much controversy, eh? Why this temple became so big, eh? Therefore, we will not have Krishna. Why? Let Chaitanya Chandra and Patit Pavan manage this temple. We don't want to have this temple because Gurudev did not want this temple, big temple. Huh? If Gurudev did not want, that means Krishna did not want. So if Krishna did not want, how this temple became big temple in this small village? Foolishness. They don't understand. If Gurudev does not want, means Krishna doesn't want, then one cannot do the temple cannot be finished. This temple completed, finished, because Gurudev wanted, Krishna wanted, Gopal wanted this. So foolish you are not understanding. Wrong coach Gopal Gopal. Even a comment asked him, I know. ଶୁଣିଛୁ ନା ନାହିଁ ହ୍ୱେନ୍ ଆଇ ଆମ୍ ବେଗିଙ୍ଗ ଏ ପ୍ଲିଜ୍ ହେଲ୍ପ ଦିସ୍ ଟେମ୍ପଲ୍ ଓ ଗୋ ଗୋ ଟୁ ଆସ୍କ ୟୁର ପତି ପାଲ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ହେଲ୍ପ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଇଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହି ଇଜ୍ ଇଞ୍ଜିନିୟର ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ହେଲ୍ପ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ଟୋଲ୍ଡ ବାଇ ଗୁରୁଦେବ ଟୁ ହେଲ୍ପ ଆଣ୍ଡ ୟୁ ଆର୍ ସେଇ ଗୋ ଆଣ୍ଡ ଆସ୍କ ପତି ପାଲ୍ ହି ୱିଲ୍ ହେଲ୍ପ ହ୍ୱାଟ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ଷ୍ଟେଟ୍ମେଣ୍ଟ So, Gurudev, anything is doing. Krishna sitting in his heart and doing everything like a computer robot. Gurudev just like a robot. Krishna is making him to do this, do that, his thing. So therefore what Gurudev says, this is free of all defects, all types of defects. Brahma, Pramada, Vitralipsa, Pranapatam. These four defects are there. What are those defects, Gopal Prabha, in English?
Imperfect sense perception, committing mistake, being illusion, and always cheating.
Yeah, cheating propensity. So these defects we have, but who then doesn't have this defect? Gurudev, everything he is doing free from defects. One devotee said, oh, this temple will be collapsed. Some breaking is there. Better you do one thing. You just put bars, steel bars, and just anchor it and hold it. Then I said, my Gurudev first installed Sesa Sankarsana, Sesadev here. And by the mercy of Sesadev, this temple is mad. The temple Sesadev is holding. Balaram is holding this temple. Anything will be happened, this is up to Gopala and Balaram. What can you do? Now he is applying that same theory when he is doing his own building. The name of Gurudev. If I say that this is local soil condition, local weather condition, if you keep consideration all these things, Shankarsana, Baladam and Vishwakarma is doing this. I know him. He's repeating that now. Anyway. So, if anyone is having any other desires, anadhas, he cannot listen to Gurudev's instruction. Even if he has listened, but he cannot act according to Gurudev. ଆମର ଅନ୍ୟାଭ୍ୟାସ ବହୁତ ରହିଯାଉଛି। ଅନ୍ୟାଭ୍ୟାସ ରହିଲେ ଗୁରୁଙ୍କ କଥା ଚିତ୍ତରେ ସ୍ଥାନ ପାଇବନି ବାବା, ଗୁରୁଙ୍କ ନିର୍ଦ୍ଦେଶରେ କାମ ହେଇପାରିବ ନା। ତେଣୁ ଏଭଳି ଲୋକମାନେ ଗୁରୁତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ବୁଝିପାରନ୍ତି ନାହିଁ, ଭଗବତ ତତ୍ତ୍ୱ ବୁଝିପାରନ୍ତି। ଦିସ୍ ଟାଇପ୍ ଅଫ୍ ପର୍ସନ୍ସ, ଦୋଜ୍ ହୁ ହାଭ୍ ସୋ ମଚ୍ ଅଦର୍ ଡିଜାୟର୍ସ, ଦେ କ୍ୟାନଟ୍ ଅଣ୍ଡରଷ୍ଟାଣ୍ଡ ଗୁରୁତତ୍ତ୍ୱ। They cannot understand Bhagavat Tattva. Sitting years together in front of Guru Maharaj, Gurudev, fixing video camera, fixing your audio tapes. What is the reason? So much of nihilism is there. What Bhakti Prabhu said to Prithugya? Something cost, he cost to forget.
He cursed whatever you say that will not enter.
I saw this thing. I observed this thing. This happened. He's listening so nicely. But after some time again, the same thing is there. So much anyagas. So much other desires are there. Therefore, Krishna Katha, Guru Katha will not enter into our ears. Very difficult. So, what will happen? If Guru Katha, Krishna Katha is not entering into our ears, what will happen? We will create disturbances in the society. ଆମେ ସୋସାଇଟିରେ ଡିଷ୍ଟର୍ବାନ୍ସ କ୍ରିଏଟ୍ କରିବା ବାବା, ସୃଷ୍ଟି କରିବା, ବାଧା ସୃଷ୍ଟି କରିବା। କାରଣ ଗୁରୁ କଥା, କୃଷ୍ଣ କଥା ଆମ କାନରେ ପଶୁ ନାହିଁ, আমার বহুত অন্য অভিলাষ আছে। এথিপাই গুরুদেবঙ্কর কার্যক্ষেত্রে বহুত বাধা আসছে। ଲୋକ କ'ଣ କହୁଛନ୍ତି ଏ ଗୌରବ ସ୍ୱାଇଁ ମହାରାଜ ଭଳିଆ ଲୋକ ତାଙ୍କ ମନ୍ଦିରରେ ତ ପୁଣି ଏମିତି ଗଣ୍ଡଗୋଳ ହେଉଛି, ଦେଖ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦଙ୍କ ସଂସ୍ଥା ଭିତରେ ତ ଗଣ୍ଡଗୋଳ ହେଉଛି, ୱାଇ ଦଟ୍ ଗଣ୍ଡଗୋଳ, ୱାଇ ଦଟ୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟର୍ବେନ୍ସେସ୍ ଇନ୍ ପ୍ରଭୁପାଦ ଇନଷ୍ଟିଚ୍ୟୁସନ୍ ଅଲସୋ ଡିଷ୍ଟର୍ବେନ୍ସେସ୍, ଇନ୍ ଗୌରବ ସ୍ୱାଇ ମହାରାଜ ଇନଷ୍ଟିଚ୍ୟୁସନ୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟର୍ବେନ୍ସ ଏଭ୍ରିୱେର୍ ଡିଷ୍ଟର୍ବେନ୍ସେସ୍, ୱାଇ ଇଜ୍ ଦିସ୍ ହ୍ୟାପନିଂ? ବିକଜ୍ we people are not giving up other desires, therefore guru katha krishna katha is not entering into our ears and we are creating disturbances. So when you see, hey, I came to get some peace in this temple, I heard this Gopal temple belongs to Gaurav Sai Maharaj, such a pure devotee. And why this is happening here? So much kamada kamadi. Kamada kamadi. Kamada kamadi, this is Gopal Kutta can tell you what is kamada kamadi. What is kamada kamadi, Gopal Kutta?
So much...
আরে দেয় বাবা এক্সাক্ট ইংলিশ বাইটিং ইচ আদার ফিনিশ
আনপিস আনপিস আর ইউ ক্যান নট এক্সপ্রেস ইন ইংলিশ সো মাচ ফানি টাইপ অফ
কোয়ারলিং অফ ফাইটিং অফ হস্টিলিটি হস্টিলিটি সো দেন we are developing doubt. This guru was so nice, why then in his temple so much disturbance? So I was thinking to go there, better I should go to. I'll go to Vrindavan. Again in Vrindavan he saw, hey, this is Prabhupada temple. Again there is some kind of disturbances. So what? No, ISKCON is not good, Babaji. Very nice to become Babaji. Radha Kund is there, Babaji is there. So, Gurudev's duty, how the Jivas, Jivatmas, will remember Krishna, they have forgotten Krishna. They will remember Krishna and they will know their constitutional position. Then they will do accordingly their duty. So Gurudev helps the conditioned souls to know their Swarup, Swarup Jnana. Giving knowledge about their constitutional position. Our constitutional position is we are eternally servant of Bhagavan Krishna. Mahimansa jiva loko jiva bhuta sanatana. Eternally we are part and parcel of Bhagavan Krishna. So part has to always serve food. So this is our duty to serve Bhagavan Krishna. So Gurudev always reminding us, serve Bhagavan Krishna and remain in your constitutional position. Sometime Gurudev, when he wants to make Krishna manifested here. Sometimes he creates some type of illusion before the asuras, demoniac person. Then we see something Guru is having some dizziness of now. But Guru is free from dizziness. Nirupa adhika. If Guru will have dizziness, then he cannot distribute bhakti, prema. So Guru should become free from all types of deviations. But sometimes we see that Guru is having some deviations. Guru is called Jivisi, governing body. It is needed sometimes. To bring Krishna to the planet and to make the demoniac person's illusion, he has to accept something. Therefore, sometimes we develop doubts of Guru. So therefore, anyone seeing the outward activities of Gurudev, then it is called Kudarsana. Kudarsana. Bad vision. Our vision is bad vision. So this is called Kudarsana. We find fault with Gurudev. So this Kudarsana brings so much offense. We become offenders. We commit offense in the Lord's feet of Guru. We commit offense at the Lord's feet of Vaishnava, sadhus. Buji parchana, tume, hey, Radha Prema. Buji parcho. Buji hoji, but don't know buji parema, tal pochari. Kana Gita dhasara kohile, bahut samayi. बाह्य आवरण की गुरु कभी हिदम ज्ञान करी हो एवं एथिरे बहुत अपराध ये अपराध ने हमें नाम कर पर गुरु अपराध ने नाम हम इफ यू कमिट ऑफेंस इन द ऑफ स्पीड ऑफ गुरु वी कैन चैंट द नेम होली नेम कैन नॉट बी चैंटेड. And not only that, the entrance gate to Goloka Vrindavan will be closed forever for us. Shatra padigala, aav bhitrugu jivar. Guru pradhyaya aav konuspakare bhitrugu jivar nahi. Evam se dvaramadhyo bhagavan ke unmachan kari paridana. Bhagavan himself cannot open that gate. So, we should be careful. Bhagavan said, Aham bhakta parajit aasokam prajivan. I have lost my independence. I am depending on my bhakta. Be very opulent, fully opulent one. He said, I can. I cannot do anything. Therefore, he cannot forgive. A person is committing offense at the Lord's feet of his bhakta or guru. Cannot forgive. Gurudev always is engaged. His heart, his mind, his body, his speeches, kaya, mano, bhakti, engaged in Krishna Seva. And he wants that his disciples, those who are coming to him, they must be engaged in Krishna Seva. So, a sishya, a disciple, has to worship his guru like Bhagavan. And in our Guru Vaschakam, Vishwanath Chakram Thakur, he has compiled one sloka. What is that? Sakhyat Dvaritteno Samastha Sastrai Ruktas Tata Bhavita Eva Sadhvi Kentu Prabhurjya Priya Eva Tasya Bande Guru Sri Charanaravindam. All the sastras are saying, all the sastras are indicating that Guru is Sakhyat Hari. Gurudev and Hari, there is no difference. And those who are sadhu, those who know the tattva, they always see that the dear devotee of Krishna is non-different from Krishna. Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur always says, when Guru and when Krishna wants to instruct someone, he assumes the body of Guru. He manifests Guru. Krishna likes to instruct. Therefore, he manifests as Guru. And that Guru always wants to do all auspicious to his disciples. Eternally, he thinks about the auspiciousness of his disciple. Huh? But some are saying, oh, Gurudev is not thinking about me, he is doing for me. He is showering mercy on Gopal Kripa, not on me. Huh? So much he is giving to him, they see. I did one time that. Then Gurudev chastised me like anything. I said to Gurudev, Gurudev, I don't want to come to you when Atmaram is sitting there. Because he has got so much access to you and he can shout very loud voice, I cannot do that. Then Buddha became angry on me. He said, is having access to me? Huh? I am using you as my secretary. All the confidential things you are dealing, all the keys are with you, money is with you, and you are saying that Maharaj is having access towards me, and you don't have any access. Hey, Konal. So, if we will disobey this Guru or Acharya, and we will develop some enviousness towards Gurudev, then we cannot see Bhagavan Krishna at all. Cannot. Therefore, we always do Guru Puja. Every day we do Guru Puja. As we do Bhagavan Krishna Puja, we do Guru Puja. But he has no difference with Krishna Bhagavan. Gurudev is no difference with Krishna Bhagavan. But there is difference. What is the difference?
Seva
Bhagavan, Seva Bhagavan. Visaya Bhagavan, Asraya Bhagavan. He is object of love, Gurudev is abode of love. So that is the only difference. Gurudev Samadarshi. Gurudev Samadarshi. One should not think that Gurudev is doing partiality. Partiality? You know partiality? Gurudev is favoring so much to Ramin and not listening to me what I am saying. Always he is giving importance to Ramin's. Whatever Ramin is saying, Gurudev is accepting. Whatever I am saying, he is not accepting. But Gurudev is samadarshi, equal vision. The way he is saying to Ramin, he is saying to me also. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila, it is stated about Guru Tattva. Krishna Guru Doyo Bhakta Avatara Kaso Sakti Sarodhi Kareo Vilaso. So, six ways. Krishna is our mercy. We have already discussed this thing. Though Krishna has our mercy six ways, but the chief mercy is coming from Gurudev. Guru Krupa is the chief one. So, if we will depend on Gurudev, then very easily we can cross over this materialistic ocean. We will have to depend on him. Asra loya bhaje, tarikrishna nahi tere asam bhaja. If someone is not depending on Krishna, not depending on Gurudev, so he will definitely be drowned in this materialistic ocean. If someone is not taking shelter at the Lord's feet of Gurudev, so what will happen?
He will die, nobody knows why.
He will keep up his independence. And whatever he will do bhajan, it will yield no result. He has to depend on you. He has to depend on Guru giving up independence. Otherwise, his bhajan has no value. So, since Gurudev is Krishna's dear devotee, tadiya vastu, Gurudev is tadiya vastu, he's man. So if he will not follow Gurudev, then we cannot serve him. So therefore, Bhagavan is always teaching us to take shelter at the lotus feet of Gurudev. It is stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Mahaprabhu has shown that Ishwara Puripad is even greater than Vishnupad.
Gaya Prabhu Bole Gaya Jatra Shapala
give oblations to his father. We know if someone is giving oblations in Gaya, so he doesn't need to give every annual Shraddha. Oblations, giving oblations is not required. One time, finish. So, Mahaprabhu, when he went to Gaya, he said that my journey to Gaya has become very fruitful because I saw the lotus feet. I saw your lotus feet. Whose lotus feet? Ishwara Puripada's lotus feet. His Guru's lotus feet. But Gaya is famous for Vishnupada Padma. Vishnu's lotus feet, very big Vishnu's lotus feet is being worshipped in Gaya. But here, Mahaprabhu, he went to Gaya to give oblations to his father, but the reason was something else. The reason was how to get mercy of his Guru, Ishwara Puripada. Therefore, Mahaprabhu went to Gaya and he said, Gaya Yatra Sapalam Kaha. Now my Gaya Yatra has become successful. Seikhara Samanda Parayamatra. When someone is giving oblations to his father, the relationship gone. One time oblations. So relationship finished. So therefore, the tirthas where one can give oblations to his forefather cannot be compared with the lotus feet of Gurudev. Because if someone is going to Gurudev's lotus feet, his samandha, his relationship with Krishna is astonishing. Therefore, he is becoming free from all types of sinful activities. When someone will establish his relationship with Bhagavan Krishna, he cannot do any sinful activities. But those who are going to Tirtha and giving oblations, again they are committing sinful activities. So therefore, you are more auspicious than any tirtha. Your lotus feet is more auspicious than any tirtha. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, without accepting Guru Pada Padma, we cannot do Krishna Bhajan. And without doing Krishna Bhajan, we cannot get any auspiciousness in our life. Bhagavatam says, Tasmat Guru Prapadya Jigyasu Shreya Uttamam. Uttam Guru. We need Uttam Guru. Sadguru. But who is Sadguru? Sabde Parecha Vishnatam Brahmanu Pasamasram. Who is very expert in Sabda Brahma? In other words, who knows the Shastric conclusion very nicely, he can put the Shastric conclusion. And he has realized. He has realized about Bhagavan and he has realized about himself. Atmanubhuti, adhakshaja anubhuti. So both are anubhuti. Adhakshaja anubhuti, atmanubhuti. He has. And he is not disturbed by any material danger or material disturbances. He is not at all disturbed. And he has no deficit, shortcoming. Shortfall. No shortfall. We have deficit. I may be so much money to give to this fellow or that fellow. They have no deficit. And he is also trying to always clarify the doubt of the disciples. Because if one cannot clarify his doubt, he will never be fixed in Harisaya. Bhagavat Seva cannot fix his mind. And not only that, Vasudevam Manasaha Krodhadevam Jivadevam Garopashtadevam Eta Devam Jodhisayata Dhira Sarvamati Maam Kuthirin Sasrishya Upadasa. He has controlled the urges of speech, anger, genital, belly, tongue. Therefore he is hero. He is fixed. He is fixed, very much fixed and loyal. And he can accept disciples from all over the world. And there is no need to discriminate gurus. There is no need to discriminate gurus. We are discriminating, sometimes we do this mistake. We are discriminating gurus. So, guru is not ordinary person. Already we have discussed this. So, if we will think that Guru is a German Guru. Sachin is from Germany. He is from Germany. German Guru. And your Guru is from?
New York.
Prahlada Goswami from New York, American Guru. Mm. So my Guru Dev Guru Goswami Maharaj is Orissa Guru. India, Orissa. Orissa. And Gopalakrupa's Guru is Manipuri Guru. So, Guru is not Manushya. Guru is not human being. So why we are discriminating this way? Manushya Guru. That means Manushya Guru. Guru is human being. Eh? He has born in Japan, he has born in America, Canada, Orissa, India. Eh? So, when we are thinking that he is from this path, that means we do not know Guru Tattva. We do not know Guru Tattva. Guru is not from Canada, from America, from Manipur. He is from Guru Tattva. He is Krishna's own man. So, there is one example, Hanumanji. Hanumanji looks like a monkey. If you will say, hey, why you are saying Hanumanji, Hanumanji, Hanumanji? He just a monkey Baba. You can say monkey Hanuman. It's not nice. What is the identification of Hanumanji?
Rambat.
He is Ram. That is his identification. His identification is not that he is monkey. His identification is Ram. So similarly, the Guru's identification is not American one. He is Krishna Bhakta. He is Vaishnava. That is his identification. So, I got an opportunity to speak on this subject. Of course, in brief, because time limit. Kavi Chandra Maharaj, Vyasa Pujaya, Indonesia, Bali. So, Guru can appear in any place, any caste, any race, but he will remain as Krishna Bhakta. Therefore, Mahaprabhu said, Kibabitra Kibanasa Sudra Kermor, Jai Krishna Tattavata, Sei Guru Bhava. He may be a Sudra, he may be a Brahmana, he may be Manipuri, or he may be American, may be German, but Krishna Tattavata. He is the giver of Krishna, he is the knower of Krishna, he can meet Krishna to us, then he is good. His identification is his bhakta, his guru, Krishna bhakta, Vaishnava, his guru. Not that he is monkey, or he is kanda, or he is sudra, or he is brahma. So in which dynasty a pure Vaishnava is coming, that dynasty is becoming worshipable one. You people are paying Dandavattu, Vodik, Sharasyan, Giri, Damodar, Giri, Guruma, everyone. Why? Because their dynasty is becoming worshipable. Whole dynasty is becoming worshipable. Because one pure Vaishnava appear in that dynasty. Nowadays, many, many families declare, you don't know, I am from Goswami Parivar, Goswami family. In Vrindavan Mohar is there, eh? We are Goswami family. We have come from Goswami family. Not Goswami family. Huh? What Goswami family? You go to Puri, Brahmagiri, here there is Rai Ramananda's house. Are Baba, Rai Ramananda's Soto, we have sisters there taking meat and all the things that they are saying, we are Rai Ramananda family, we are from Rai Ramananda. What is this? Huh? Because I have come from this dynasty, I will act as guru. Because my grandfather was Krishna Bhakta Guru, so I am Shishya. I can also accept Shishya. Family guru. I have become family guru. Thakur Haridas. Haridas Thakur. Thakur Haridas Das is sitting here. Mahaprabhu said, you are Namacharya. You are Namacharya. But which family he came from? Javan family. Muslim family. But he became Namacharya. This family will not have to make someone good. Rai Ramananda, he came from a very low class family, Sudra family. But he's the best, one of the best associates of Mahaprabhu. So, Padma Purana saying, Vipra Khatriya Vaishasya Gurocha Sudra Dharmanam Sudrasya Guravastesang Prayanam Bhagavat Priya. The chronological order, Vipra, Brahma, then Khatriya, then Vaishya, then Sudra. The Sudra is serving to all the three categories. But if someone becomes Krishna Bhakta Guru, coming from Sudra family, so all the Brahma, Khatriya, Sudra, their hands at his lotus feet. Though he has come from a very low class family. So, when a disciple is accepting a guru, he should forget all this type of discriminations. No, no more. I know he is my guru, he is most elevated, Krishna Bhakta. Finish. If you think that my guru is so and so, my guru is that, my... you will commit offense. So this type of consideration is bodily consideration. The bodily consideration will take you down. Guru, where Guru, Krishna Bhakta Vaishnava, he does not see that, oh, he is Brahmano, I will accept him. Thakur Das Javan. It's not like that. Earlier in Vedic time, those who are following Vedic Karma Kanda, they were doing like that. Gautama Muni. He was only accepting Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, not Shudra. So therefore he asked, to whom? Javar, Javar, Satyakam. Javar, Satyakam. Javar, he asked the question. What is your Gotra? From Gotra you can know who is Brahman, who is not Brahman. He asked, what is your Gotra? Who is your father? What is your surname, family name? He could not say all these things. He said, my mother served so many persons and gave birth to me. I don't know who is my father. I don't know what is my Gotra. Then Gautama Muni said, you are Brahman. I will initiate you. This type of things are not applicable to Vaishnava Guru. Those who are Vaishnava Guru, they don't see all these things. Because this is body consciousness. And Vaishnava Guru is always remaining away from body consciousness. Nobody consciousness. Satyakama Savatare Gautama Muni can Brahman Adhikar Dhyaya. Bhagavan Dhakale Heo Dhamo Guru Dhamo Kete Vare Marte Muddhi Karana. So therefore Bhagavan instructed to Dhamo, don't consider Gurudev as ordinary man. Chandavya Upanishad saying, Tang Hubacha etad Brahmano, Vimuktu Maharati Samidham, Samyaham, Samyaharo, Upatva Nasyano Satyo Daga Iti. So, Vaidik Jugare Aguru Bhuti Omusar. Bhuti Omusar is the Kadia Omusar. Kia Dikitavo Bhuti Omusar. To the corner, not the Sankari, eh? To the Kadia. To the corner of the Kyoto, to the Kadia. Brahma. That is the quality of Brahman, truthfulness and simplicity, the Brahman's quality. Huh? Yes?
Gautama Muni was bona fide, I mean that was the example given to support him. Yeah?
Huh?
Gautama Muni thinks, I mean, that is positive statement.
Yeah.
So he's an example for the Guru.
Yeah. So no. This is not that. The thing is that, at that time, Vedic time, this type of consideration was there. And automatically one can become Brahma if he is truthful. He might not have taken birth in Brahmin family, but he is truthful, simple, truthful one. He will be considered as Brahma. So therefore Satyakama, whose song, nobody knows. But Gautama Muni came to conclusion that he can be considered as Brahma. The purpose of saying this thing that the Vaishnava is sarva, simple, truthful. So he is Brahman. He is having Brahmanical quality. So, when a Guru, Vaishnava Guru initiates, he doesn't see other things. He sees only this thing.
The quality.
Yes. So, who does Guru Puja? Guru Puja, only a Sishya can do Guru Puja. Therefore, Gurudev said, this is Guru Puja also becoming one type of sense enjoyment. Who can do Guru Puja?
Shishya can do Guru Puja. Nobody else can do Guru Puja. If it is not being done by Shishya, that means this will become hero also. Purushita of a hero. Or we can say in Oriya, Nayaka Puja. Hero also means Nayaka Puja. He is a leader, he is a mukhya, chief, we are worshipping him. So nowadays, the Guru Puja has become one type of rahasya, one type of fashion. Guru Puja means Shishya is worshipping his Guru as Bhagavan. Guru is not different from Bhagavan and he is worshipping his Guru as Bhagavan. Why? Because Guru can give us 11 jewels, gemstone. What are those?
Nama Shrestham, Anumapi, Sachiputram.
Nama Shrestham, Anumapi, Sachiputram, Matrasurupam, Rupam, Tasyagyan, Urupirim, Uchuram, Mahakrushtanati, Radha Kundam Girivaraboho, Radhika Madhavasam, Prapta Jasapajita Kripaya, Sri Guru Mukam, Matrasmi. Sri Nama. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Rupa Sanatana, Mathura Goshtavati, Radha Kunda, Giri Govardhan, Radha Govinda. Guru gives us. But how he gives us this? Vipra lambhamai chitta vritti. Vipra lambhamai chitta vritti. We don't get it. How can I get Ravakun? How can I get Dhrigumakun? How can I get Ravamadhavu? How can I get Mahaprabhu? How can I get Naam? Vipra lambhamai chitta vritti. This chitta, this heart, always will have the separation of Guru. Guru gives this.
Vipra lambha vichitta.
Vipra lambha mai. Chitta vritti. Chitta vritti. Chitta vritti. Chitta means heart. Vritti means duty. Or activities. Guru gives this. Guru gives this 11 jewels with mood of separation. Mood of separation. So therefore, we worship Guru Dev. Therefore, we worship. He develops Vipra Lambha Rasa inside us. Kaha galat kaha paun prajandra nanda. Where I'll go, I can see the son of Prabhupada Maharaj. This mood comes from Gurudev. Gurudev inculcates this mood inside our heart. So, Bhagavan, he appeared in many species of life, like fish incarnation, turtle incarnation, boar incarnation. Similarly, Guru can come also in many species. Monkey paw, Bhakta. Garuda Dev, Bhava species, also Bhakta. So therefore, only human being can become Guru is not also correct. So whoever he may be from a bird species or human species, but his duty is to give Krishna, give Bhagavan to Varanda. Then go mane, Guru Puja to Manushya Puja, mane purtum saman pakhan. If anyone is thinking that Guru Puja is human or sheep, Guru Puja, Guru Seva, Guru Puja is human or sheep, human Seva, they are really rascals, Mura, Pasan. So, so therefore Guru is not an ordinary human being. He is very dear to Bhagavan Krishna. So in him, one should not see that his Guru is Sadhana Siddha. Krupa Siddha cannot become Guru. Sadhana Siddha can become Guru. Nitya Siddha and Sadhana Siddha, they can become Guru. So therefore this is not correct in the path of his disciple to see that his Guru is Sadhana Siddha, not Nitya Siddha. It's not nice. Now you can get the point, Mataji, Karunamaya Mataji. Understand? Even one should not see his Guru as Sadhana Siddha. He may be Sadhana Siddha, but he should think that he is Nitya Parikara of Bhagavan Krishna, Nitya, eternal associate of Bhagavan Krishna. You remember the day in Joseph's house?
Yes.
Yeah?
Yes.
So, one should always accept his Guru as Nitya Siddha, his eternal associate of Krishna. Should not think that all Sadhana Siddha. He is Sadhana Siddha. He is Nitya Siddha. He is Kripa Siddha. Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada is saying in his Vyasa Puja occasion that two types. One is transparent, one is not transparent. Guru is the transparent media to see Krishna. I didn't know Krishna, but when I put this glass, I can see Krishna. My eyesight is so weak, I was not able to see Krishna, but I put this glass very transparent and I can see Krishna very nicely. So this is Guru. The transparent object, transparent media, through which we can reach Krishna, we can come to Krishna, we can see Krishna. This is Guru Dev. So how can we minimize it? We can't minimize him. We are not able to see Krishna, and he has helped me to see Krishna. Now I am saying he is not bona fide. So, therefore he said, one should not see his Guru as even Sadhana Siddha. No, he is Nitya Siddha. So that is every disciple's duty. That I told to Mataji. This is our duty to see our Gurudev as Nitya Siddha. This is our duty. If you will hang me, no problem. It's my duty. You may say so many things. Oh, why Chaitanya Chandra is saying Gurudev Swami is Nitya Siddha? You may hang me up, no problem. But I'll say this. This is Shastra saying. I'm not saying. So, this human being, vision, very small globe. This eyeball, very small, inside there is a very tiny, small circle is there, black circle. By that, we are seeing many things, huh? So very limited. Our vision is very limited. So, how can you can see by this eyeball of here or Samutu? Murti Bhagavan Krishna. All pervaded Bhagavan Krishna. All beautiful. Huh? How can you see this? Without help of one spectacle. Without the help of Guru Pada Padma, we cannot see that appeal of Samutas, Murti. Rasa Amruta. Whole universe, Rasa Amruta nectar. The embodiment of whole universe nectar is Krishna. And how can you see? By small tiny eyes. Our eye bulb is very small, tiny. Without the help of Gurudev, we cannot see Bhagavan Krishna. So beautiful, so all perfect. Sri Rupa, Sri Guna. Form, quality, lila, pastimes. And associates. How can see it without help of Gurudev? Unlimited form, unlimited qualities, unlimited pastimes, unlimited parikaras. And ours is limited, very limited vision. Therefore this, the gopis they said, Vidhivana Bhajana Sujan, the Brahma doesn't know how to create. He has given only two eyes. Tilekhi. What? I can see his form with these two eyes. He should have given million, million of eyes so that I can see his beauty. I can see his quality. I can see his form. I can see his pastimes. I can see his associates. So therefore the gopis are chastising Brahma. They are chastising Brahma. So therefore, Bhagavan Krishna, he is bringing Gurudev, his own bhakta, by their help, by their mercy, we will be able to see this beautiful form of Radha Krishna. We can see the beautiful qualities, pastimes, and all the eternal associates. Then finally, if Guru Pada will shower mercy, then we can see that how I am one of them. How I am serving Bhagavan Krishna as his eternal associate of hope. And it is coming from Gurudev. It is coming from Guru Maharaj. But we are not worshipping Guru Maharaj. We are not worshipping Gurudev. Only coming and chanting and sitting, then dance color. Therefore, they said this Guru Puja also is one type of self-centered. In Los Angeles, he said. This Guru Puja also is one type of self-centered. So Gurudev's duty, he wants to give everything to us. Everything, Krishna, Krishna's form, quality, us, everything to us. He does not hold anything back. He gives everything. This is Guru Pada. So, Gurudev also not giving only Vishaya Vigraha Bhagavan Krishna, he is also giving so many Ashraya Vigrahas to us. They have not to offer to us. Radharani and Radharani Sakhis. He is introducing us with so many Sakhis. So many associates. So Sakyamuni Swami, one of the associates. So my Guru Pada Padma is showing me another one associate of Krishna Bhagavan to me. He is not only showing only the object of love Bhagavan Krishna, he is showing many Sakhis, many Sakhis, many Manjaris. So I am becoming fortunate by that. My Guru Padma is showering so much mercy on me. So I am able to meet so many Vaishnavas. My Gurudev is giving so much mercy to me, I can see so many Vaishnavas, so many associates of Bhagavan Krishna, so many ashrayas, so many shelter places by which I can come to Krishna. The object of only one. So this is the most wonderful mercy of Gurudev, Nityananda, Baladev, Tattva. Hence Maharaj, he has given so much unlimited mercy to me. I could repeat some words of previous acharyas regarding the Tattva. So many things are there. Look at the large subject. Big subject. And I am also very grateful to my Gurudev. I could see such a nice sadhu like Satyam in my life. And if I can get more association of him, it's nice also. It depends on his mercy. So I beg mercy from him, mercy from Prabhupada and Gurudev, so that our life will be successful in this devotional path. You can proceed, you can advance in the devotional path nicely, and finally you can all come to Krishna. Thank you.
Jai Shri जय श्रीमते गौरवंद स्वामी श्री गुरुदेव की जय श्री भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद महाराज की जय श्री भक्ति सिद्धांत सुसकार प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय गुरु पूजा की जय दास पूजा तिथि महामहोत्सव की जय राधा गोपाल जी की जय जगन्नाथ सुभद्रा देवी की जय श्री गौरीताय की जय समवेत Thank you.